So there was a recent revelation, and I just learned of this because I knew about the people in, was it Colombia, that discovered the graphene oxide in the vials. But apparently there was a doctor, and I'm going to tell you his name. It's on my Telegram, by the way. You can pull it up. Excuse me. What was his name? Dr. Andreas Nowak, N-O-A-C-K, found dead after exposing presence of graphene hydroxide in COVID vaccines. On November 23rd, a world-renowned German chemist by the name of Dr. Andreas Nowak put out a video that same day. Here, let me go to this article, because Henry McCow did an article regarding what his wife describes Dr. Andreas Nowak's death ray torture. The details have not been confirmed yet, but it appears that Dr. Andreas Nowak, a vocal opponent of the vaccines, was murdered Saturday. From his wife's description, it may have been a direct energy weapon, which is a dew, and it's part of this new technology, and something they've always had, actually. But a German research chemist, Nowak, said graphene hydroxide was found in all the vaccines studied. Graphene oxide forms structures in the bloodstream approximately 50 nm wide and 0.1 nm thick. They are very thin but very strong. They act like little razor blades in the bloodstream that can cut the blood vessels. They do not decompose. Once in the bloodstream, they will be there forever, short of the person getting a blood transfusion to remove them. Their effect on the blood vessels is cumulative. Same, and this is just me, so is EMF exposure. It affects you cumulatively. I've experienced that. The longer they stay in the bloodstream, the more damage will be done to the blood vessels over time. Oh, wow. German reader sent this summary. Okay, there's a video from his wife on Telegram. I'm going to check that out. I didn't look at that yet. Released November 29th, 2021. So this was just a couple months ago, everyone. Not even. Because it was the end of November. So not even, what, a month? Not even 2 months, okay? It was on the day when the graphene hydroxide video was released and the interview with Harold Thiers took place. Then we went upstairs onto the gallery. We relaxed, talked, laughed, told each other how much we love each other. Then he wanted, there's a timeline. Then he wanted to go downstairs into the kitchen to get something to nibble on. And normally he does not spend more than 1 minute there. So I went downstairs and said, joking, "You eat everything away from me again?" In that moment, he started to sway and I thought he was making fun of me. It looked like he was playing, pretending a drunk person. So I went to him and said, "Haha," kissed him, but he did not stop it. I said, "Stop it, it is not funny." In that moment, electricity went off. Wow, the same moment. And then she said, and the whole thing happened 20 to 30 minutes after the interview. I did not look at the watch. And then Andreas collapsed in my arms. He began to moan, had severe pain, his body completely tensed. All of a sudden, he could not talk anymore. At first, I thought he might have been poisoned because he made some choking sounds. So I instilled him with Sole, S-O-L-E, it's like salt water. Then he vomited what he had eaten during the day, which wasn't much. I had also eaten from the same food, so it couldn't be a poisoning. I just couldn't do anything. I was just with him and had to watch. I've never seen anything like this. It was an ordeal for him, as if he was tortured from the outside. It lasted about half an hour or so, or maybe longer, as it seemed to me like an eternity. He could not speak, was somehow like paralyzed. I cannot really describe it. I just held him so that he would not strike his head. At some point, he got calmer. His body was exhausted from the whole thing. Then he could again get up, was a bit dizzy. He went upstairs, has somehow hoisted himself up. Then he recovered. He was very exhausted, did not want to talk, was withdrawn, and I noticed he was really very exhausted. I don't know if he recognized what had happened to him, but he needed a lot of rest, but then said he would feel good, and he did not want that someone gets to know this in the night from 25th to 26th November 2021. I noticed his restless sleep, that he sweated, perhaps fever, but I didn't wake him up because he needed the rest. At some point, I can't really say which time intervals, at some point he started breathing very heavily and to rattle. This is when I got really scared. I noticed nothing is well anymore. And I've asked him what is up, but then he had this paralysis again. He couldn't talk anymore. Also, this cramp was there again. The breath, the terribly heavy breathing, he couldn't breathe anymore. I started to scream. I yelled at him he should get out of this condition and come back to me, crying. I cried and he tried to comfort me, crying. I was busy then. I guess she was crying while she was speaking. I was busy then to make sure Andreas can breathe well. I had to change his position so he could breathe more freely. He had more and more water in his lungs, rattled, and could not spit out the stuff. Even took it out with my hands. Wow. Emergency called me during that time and told me to make resuscitation. So I just did that. I did a heart massage and ventilated. Just did what they told me. It felt like hours. At some point, his belly bloated. Then he said I should stop ventilating him and only do heart massage. And I couldn't anymore, but just continued. At some point, they arrived about six people, I don't really remember, and connected him to the machines. This automatic machine gave him injections like adrenaline and other stuff. They had their masks on all the time. I asked them to take off the mask so they can breathe better, not literally translated. Okay. I asked them at some point, is he still alive? They replied, at the moment, not, but we're in the course of resuscitating him. I guess her English was broken. And then they had him apparently alive again. And in that moment, they could transport him and bring him downstairs. And then we started, and the paramedic, this was also a coincidence, that he knew the way, as the paramedic lives here in the valley. He knew the way, okay. And then we went to Wolfsburg, but I could not be with him because I could not do anything, and they had to put him onto the ventilator, which she was not allowed to enter. So I asked, before you bring him inside me, I see him, and I asked how he is now, and they said yes, they could bring him back to life and it would be looking good. I asked what is regarding his brain damage, and they replied that because I was constantly made heart massage and his circuit was always held up, not sure if translated well means blood circuit, was not interrupted due to heart massage, so he would have good chances all would be well again. Then they took him out and I went to him, put my head onto his chest. He was intubated. I told him how much I love him. Then they pushed him inside again. I had to sit outside and not really noticed anything anymore. Then the physicians came out, put their heads together. This was actually immediately after. They hardly had him in the hospital before he came out again. When they put their heads together, I knew. Then they said, His large heart valve has failed completely. He had a heart attack and died from that. Many have understood that people had attacked him, but what you meant to say was that it was a ray attack. I did not know anything about these things. It is hard to imagine how something like this works. But he had always said that they would have these technologies to be continued, end of the video. So, okay. And then there's a video of her saying all of this. And there's a video of the graphene hydroxide, which is posted on my Telegram. The video hit like a bomb. At the same time, Andreas had a Zoom call with someone. Sorry, I didn't recognize the name. I operated the camera and followed the chats. The interview took about 2 hours. After this, we had some exchanges and told each other how much we loved each other and laughed. Shortly afterwards, Andreas was attacked brutally. The assault was extremely sneaky and unexpected. I have the terrible job to tell you that sadly, Andreas did not survive the assault. The news is extremely shocking for all of us, but Andreas is in me and I am a part of him. We are one. All information is out there. We know everything we have to know. I need all of you now. It is now time for action. It is now time to believe. We have to implement his plan now. We have nothing more to lose. It is about all of humanity. He did it for you. He died for you. He was not afraid of death. He accepted the possibility. It's horrible that it had to happen this way. It wasn't the plan for him to leave us this quickly. As I said, assume the enemy's energy. We must use this energy now. Turn it against them. Use it for us. I need you guys now. I can't do it alone. Please get going. I will tell you more details. Please don't panic. Together we stand, divided we fall. Let's stand together as a team to maximize, see our voice. Significant quotes made by Dr. Nowak. Getting the vax is like playing Russian roulette. The people who die immediately or soon after getting the vax are like victims of Russian roulette. It is when the graphene oxide hits the blood vessel wall immediately that causes the death, or it collapses immediately after getting the vax. Doctors performing autopsies on victims of the vax are not going to find anything. These doctors are looking for something biological as the cause of death, but the graphene hydroxide is not biological, so it will not be visible in their tests. There are pictures of coagulated blood coming out of the nose. People bleed to death from the inside. Especially the top athletes who are dropping dead have fast flowing blood. The faster the blood flows, the more damage the razors will do. As a chemist, if you inject this into the blood, then you are a murderer. The question to ask the vaccine makers and the politicians is this: why are these razor blades inside the vaccines? How can they justify them being inside the vaccines? And now they want to force vaccinate children from age 5 with this horrible thing. And now, this is me talking now, under age 5, newborns, babies. Oh my goodness. And pregnant mothers, how many have lost their babies? People, please, take heed to this warning. This man died for the cause.